everybody. Good evening. How's everyone doing? Come on, y'all ready to go in on a night of more tonight? Hey, I would ask just one thing, please, before we get rolling. If you've got space towards the center, because we got quite a few friends who are still making it in. If you got space towards the middle, please make it possible for us to usher them in down the side so as not to disturb anybody's experience. We want, so if you could, scoot in, make some room. If nobody comes and sits by you, then you can punch that person you sat by in the face and say, I didn't want to sit by you anyway. And you can scoot back out. Guys, don't do that. I was joking, okay? We're having fun tonight, all right? Man, we're about to go in. It's that real Sunday night service. How many people grew up in church? Went to church every Sunday night? Man, I don't know how many times I got saved on Sunday nights. Over and over again. But hey, tonight, seriously, this is a night of more. This is a night of more. This is a night for you to come in and really expect God to do something miraculous, because this night didn't start with you getting here before 5. This night didn't start, and it's not starting right now at 5 o'clock. This night started long ago. This night and this type of movement and this type of congregation, this type of meeting started long ago when Jesus ascended into heaven and he said, I have to go so that the Comforter can come. Because nights like this, we're going to see the Holy Spirit do something awesome. Nights like this, we've been expecting for the Holy Spirit to work in somebody's life. We're going to be praying, believing people for healing. We're going to be praying, believing that people are going to receive the revelation that they've been yearning and asking God about, that tonight they're going to receive that. And so this night started long ago. So believers, I want you to stand with me, and I want you to pray with me, agree with me, use your voice, because we speak things that are not as though they are. Man, my life hasn't been so great, but I'm believing in God that it is gonna be great. You see what I mean? There's power in our words, there's power in our prayers, so I want you to lift up and agree in prayer with me that God's presence is here, moving and active, and there's gonna be a miraculous action started here tonight that's gonna go on and echo through eternity, through our loved ones, through our kids, through our generation after generation. Father, we believe and we love in you. Come on, believers, lift your voice with me. God, we know that by the power of your Holy Spirit working in and through every single one of us, that men and women in this place tonight are going to receive all that you have for them. God, that gift of the Spirit they've been asking and yearning for, it's brought to them tonight. And God, their arms, their hands are open, ready to receive all that you have right now in this place tonight. God, so as we go in, as we worship, as we proclaim your goodness, as we proclaim your faithfulness, Lord, we stand on the rock of your word, believing in Jesus' mighty name that this move of God is happening. And all of God's people said and shouted and praised the King. Amen. Amen.
Come on, church. Are you ready to worship? Come on. Are you ready to worship tonight? Come on, put your hands together right here. If you know this, we're gonna sing together. We're gonna sing loud, okay? Here we go.
I give you glory for all you brought me through.
And now I'm ready.
And now I'm ready
for whatever.
I'm moving forward. Follow after you. I'm ready for whatever you want to do.
It's your presence.
Your presence is an open door. We want you, Lord, like never before.
Like never. Your presence.
Your presence. Open door.
Come on.
I'm so
Jesus' name, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, God. If you just lift your voice today, we give you praise, Jesus. You're worthy, God. Sing it out. You are here.
Don't see.
you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working.
I want to pray. We came to worship and to pray. Listen, I strongly believe in the vision and in the dreams of this church, of this house. And I believe that this is not just dreams, that just emotions or just excitement of the things that we want to do. I really know, I have this confidence that all these dreams and visions comes directly from the heart of God for this house, for this church. And we're going to pray for influence. And when I say influence, I'm not saying just for us to be recognized in the world or just to be known or to be famous. Listen, I'm talking about the kingdom of God on earth. It's that if God is looking for people to do something, I want to think that we are the church that we are going to say, God, here we are, use me. If something is going to happen, God, use us. Use this church. Use us. I want to share with you Psalm 78. It says, I will open my mouth. I will share things we have heard and known. We will tell the next generation and our generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He's done. And they will put their trust in God. Yes. And they will not forget His deeds and will keep His commandments. I will tell our generation and the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of our Lord. And I believe that this is also for our church. That there is a voice, that there is a sound, there is a message, there is a song from this house that generations will hear, that will transform the life not only in Northwest Arkansas but the whole world. And I'm gonna pray right now, but let me share this with you super quick. I was praying right here a couple of days ago. We are in the fasting and prayer. I came early before I worked, and I was here praying, And I was, these were my words. I was saying, God, help us. God, gain influence in Northwest Arkansas. God, help us gain influence in Northwest Arkansas. And I promise you, I felt the voice of God telling me, you're thinking too small. You're thinking too small. And God opened my spiritual eyes. And suddenly I remember that a couple of weeks ago, we were in Cambodia. And we were in Puerto Rico, and we were at the border. And yeah. My personal testimony, I'm from Puerto Rico. If you don't know, I'm from Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican. And in Puerto Rico, people talk about Keep On Church. So our influence is already there. So pray. I want you to pray with me, with faith. God, your kingdom. God, we know that you care about people. Jesus, I know that you care about people. And because you care about your people, your community, the people that you died on the cross for us, God, we care also. God, and we are believing that you'll call us for this day, this place, right now. God, that people need to know your word. God, that people are going to hear the message of this place, that they're going to hear our songs. And through the things that we do from here, God, they're going to receive transformation. And they're going to be delivered. God, and they will be redeemed. And there will be salvation. And lives will be transformed through the things that are happening here, God. We are believing in you. God, we love you. You're first in our lives. We love you. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Listen, and because we are believing, we are truly believing in this, that there is a song, there is a message, there's a sound that is coming from this house. Tonight, if you give us permission, we're going to do the first original song that we have written here at Keep On Church. We are excited about this. We are really believing that this place is going to be a place of influence. So if you give us permission, do you give us permission? Cool. Here we go. I hope you like it. Here we go. We sing. Come on, put your hands together.
offering before your throne. Heal the cry of broken soul. God, the offering before your throne. Everything is yours. An offering before your throne. Hear the cry of broken soul. Hear the offering before your throne.
Oh,
breaking down barriers tonight. He wants you right where you are. You don't have to clean up to come to him. That's the beauty of grace. It's undeserved favor. We don't deserve it. But he loves us enough that he's going to give it to you just because he loves you. It's a gift. Don't forget that. Your God wants to meet you right here. That's all he wants. He wants you forever. It's the most perfect love that there is. And you got to be a part of it. It's awesome. It's beautiful. So you guys, sing it out to your King tonight. Because he just wants to hear your voice. Because he loves you so much. Sing it to him. Yeah. He's always there. Doesn't matter what's going on. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. Nothing can take you out of his hand. Oh, here we go to the bridge. I go before.
Before me.
About that, you need a perfect hatred for your real enemy, all right? So when I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want to say to this house at Key Point? And he said, ignorance is not bliss. It is deadly. And so I'm going to pray over us. He gave me a couple of scriptures, and he said, Robin, say this in Hosea 4:16, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge. And so I know some of us in this house fear evil, and we shouldn't fear evil. Because see, Jesus overcame and he gave us his authority, right? And so we're the spiritual sheriffs on the planet. So if the planet's messed up, we're not doing our job. Okay, so just let me pray over you. Let's just pray a prayer of repentance. Will you just raise your hands? And so Father God, we just ask forgiveness for where we have wanted to put our head in the sand and where we have wanted to do church, where we have not wanted it to be messy, where we didn't want to deal with the devil and his kingdom. But we are the managers of the planet, and so we repent. We who are believers come before your throne, and we ask forgiveness for where we have not wanted the knowledge to defeat the enemy. We've just wanted the easy miracle. And so we ask forgiveness for not pursuing knowledge that will defeat our enemy, where we will push the kingdom of darkness back as you intended. And we just praise you, Father. We ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus, and we receive it. Everybody say, I receive it. Okay, and so next, You need to know this. He says in Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Look at the person next to you and say, you're not my enemy. No. But the enemy can operate through us, and the enemy is invisible. And so we fight against principalities. Those are princes. Against powers, against the rulers of the dark of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's your enemy, all right? Not my husband, not my children, but the enemy can function through us. So I'm gonna pray a prayer. Raise your hands again if you want your eyes opened, your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears. And so, Father, we just come to you and we repent it and we mean it. And so now we ask for our spiritual senses to be opened. Those things that we have rejected, those things that the enemy said, that's not God. We just cast it down and we just say, open our spiritual ears, all of our spiritual senses, Father. We want the eyes of our hearts enlightened so that we can hear you in the many waters that you speak. We just thank you in advance. And we just speak this over the house of Key Point Church. Amen.
Thank you, Robin. My name is Jason Plinicky. I'm with the men's ministry here at Key Point. I want to share with you the importance of a piece of scripture in John 15:5. And that's our main purpose, which is abiding. And that's developing the relationship day in, day out with our Father. And through that abiding, like I said, it's our major purpose. We are able to get guidance through our Holy Spirit, mission field, anything else. So I want to just start in prayer over the body here for just that. Father God, I just pray over this congregation, Lord, that you will create time for them to abide and spend time with you, Lord. And in that abiding time, I pray for direction, encouragement, restoration and love, direction to solutions for problems that we just don't understand, Lord, through your Holy Spirit's guidance, Lord. And in that abiding time, we pray for direction beyond that into our mission, which starts at home, but goes out to our work, to our jobs, to relationships with strangers we meet. And Lord, I pray for an abundant production of fruit in all this body, Lord. And Lord, let that fruit be seen by others. And in that, God, let you be recognized. For God, you are a God that moves mountains. You're a God that shakes the ground. You're a God that crumbles walls. And you're a God that breaks down strongholds. There's no limit to what you're able to do, Lord. And we invite you in to every situation we encounter. And again, in that abiding, Lord, we pray you just remind us the identity that you've given us through Christ, through Jesus' name and his bloody shed. He brought us into your family. Through him, we're adopted. And in that identity, Lord, I just pray we're reminded every day the Holy Spirit to lean into that. Lord God, I also pray for the leaders that are here. I also pray for leaders that have not yet been confident to step up, Lord. And we just pray that there's a encouragement inside of them. And those leaders will be in their homes and abroad or here in the church, Lord, or wherever you place them. Let them bloom where they're planted. And Lord, I pray all these things in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen.
Hands that created the heavens.
that His grace has us. That no matter where we go or what we do, His grace is right there in front of us, and it covers every mistake, it covers every sin, it covers everything that we could ever think or imagine, because His grace is bigger than you could ever, ever imagine. God, we are so grateful for that grace. We would be nowhere without Your grace.
To that song, Healed and Forgiven. I want y'all just to play that behind me. We're going to take a few minutes before Michael comes up here. And right there where you're standing, just make it an altar unto the Lord. Just lift up your hands. And Lord, when you lift up your hands, begin to just give God everything. We roll it onto you, God, tonight. Every pain, every issue, every soul's pain in our lives, we give it to you, Jesus. Everything. Lord, I give it to you tonight in Jesus' name. Father, we worship you. Lord, we are your bride. There's no other God beside you. You are our God. Come on, sing it. Forgiven,
healed and forgiven.
Come on, lift up your voice. Make it your prayer.
Look where my chains are now.
Oh, yeah.
Death has no hold on me. It's your grace holds that God.
Make it your prayer. Oh, yeah.
Healed and forgiven.
Healed and forgiven. Oh, Lord.
Look where
come
my
on, pray.
Now,
cause
your grace holds that God.
Come on, lift it up, I'm healed. You know why? Because I've made Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. And the moment I breathe my last breath here, woo, come on, somebody. And I say that with a heavy heart, and we all do, because we know what happened today to a very famous, iconic basketball player. 41 years old, in a helicopter, just living his life, his daughter, some other friends. And like the proverb says, in a moment, life is like a breath, just poof, gone. A moment. A moment. And we have the opportunity to know if that moment were to be now or later, and I pray it's later, that we're going to be standing in front of our Heavenly Father. Because death no longer has hold on me. No longer. I don't have to fear death. Because I'm going to live for eternity. Amen. Now here's the power of that. As Christians who know that, we're given not only that grace and that mercy to experience that, but a responsibility to bring that to other people. Amen. And I believe what Jason was praying just a moment ago was prophetic for this church. Michael was actually speaking it as well several days ago. For the leaders that know their leaders in this church, but yet have not stepped out yet. And I believe 2020 is your year. I do. Yep. It's yes. Come on, put your hands together. It's time for you to step out. God has a lot more in store for this church through you. Where it happens is Sunday afternoon through Saturday. We just get to celebrate it on Sunday mornings right here on this platform. Amen. We believe in you. We believe in you. Father, we thank you that your son Jesus died on the cross for us. He suffered death so that when we die, we can have life. Let us never lose that eternal perspective. We're merely humans passing through a time and space headed towards an eternal destination. And in the grand schemes of things, Lord, it's very small, very short. Lord, I thank you. I am secure. I know that I am saved. Lord, I pray tonight, if there's questions in this room, let us know, because we've made Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. And Lord, not only that, but know the sheer responsibility as Christians to go and make disciples of men and women, to be fishers of men and women, teenagers, college students, millennials, 30s, 40s, empty nesters, single agains, widows and widowers. God, you've called us to go and to bring in the harvest. And Lord, we thank you, you're going to enable us in Jesus' name. Come on, right there in your, while you're standing, just say, God, I'm going to be the leader you've called me to be in 2020. Come on, verbalize that right now and just speak it out. I'm going to be the leader that you've called me to be in my home, with myself, between my ears and my heart. Here at Key Point Church, I'm going to be the leader that you've called me to be. And I speak that in Jesus' name. And just as Robin spoke, she talked about the ignorance. It is not bliss. And Lord, we know we have a spiritual enemy and he wants to take us out as leaders. But Lord, we refuse. We walk in victory in Jesus' name. When we fall, we get back up. We're not going to quit. We're not going to be saddled and ridden with guilt and condemnation. But Lord, we're going to prophetically call those things in our life that are not as though they are, until we see them come to fruition. And God, we thank you that. Let us be the church that you need this nation and this amazing country to be, in Jesus' name. Let us be the church. Lord, help us. Start with me. Start with us, God. And Lord, we thank you that you are faithful to us, in Jesus' name. Come on, put your hands together, Key Point Church. Come on, praise him like you mean it. Yeah. Woo! Michael, come on up here. Come on, y'all, give it up for Michael, prophet in the house. You know, for a prophet to say, you know, I'm a prophet, so you need to listen. You need to be real skeptical about self-professed prophets, all right? This man has a prophetic gift, and I believe it's going to be used even more and more in the body of Christ, because when God's voice is not heard, there's always problems. Remember the 400 years before Christ? After the last prophetic word, there was major problems with people. And And I believe we're watching a modern day prophet, and God's blessed Key Point Church to be able to have that. So open your ears tonight and listen. No telling what he's going to tell us, all right? So go ahead, turn the house lights on, find your seat if you can. It's all yours, brother.
Thank you so much, Pastor Casey. If you can just stay padding underneath, and thank you. Just be ready. I don't know what exactly God's going to do. Can I use this tonight? Look at you. So exciting. I was praying this afternoon, which is a good thing when you come into a Holy Spirit service. I don't want you sitting down too long, but you've been standing a while, so it's good to do that. But a number of the things that have already kind of been hit on, I want to just draw out before I open up God's, I mean, it's all God's word, but before I specifically get into that. Jose, what you were saying about influence, and you were sensing that, you prayed that, and you said about writing a song. How long did it take you and the team, whatever, to write the song? 5 minutes? A month. So a fair bit of commitment toward it. The scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, it says we're saved and called. Peter's in prison in Acts chapter 12, and some of you know the story. He's on death row, and Herod has killed James, another disciple, and the Jewish people at the time were pretty happy about that. So he thought, well, let's keep this rolling, and I'm going to do the same thing to Peter. But it was at Passover, so he couldn't kill him on Passover. That would be really unkosher and would have caused a riot. And so he actually was just sitting there in prison. He was actually asleep, which is quite a trip in and of itself. And an angel came and miraculously, won't go into the detail of the story, but you can read it yourself, as I said, in Acts chapter 12. And the angel, the guards that were there, miraculously stayed asleep. The stocks fell off, and he's walking out through the first and the second guard post, and then it says he came to the iron gate that leads to the city. Now in scripture, the gates of the city always speak of influence. It's where the elders would deliberate. It's where all the major financial transactions happen. And I believe that there are people in this house on the back of the vision that God has given Pastors Casey and Stacy and the team, that God has put his hand on. And even when I'm saying this, there's something stir up in you. Those, not, as Jose said, not about being famous, but it's actually about exerting influence. Understanding we carry the presence of God, not in order to water ourselves, but to water those that are parched. There are those of you that are called to be incredible influencers in the education world. Some will go on and do PhDs, will be professors. You'll write papers to influence policy. There are others here, and you're called with a thick skin to serve God in political leadership. And God's hands upon you. And even as I say it right now, something leaps on the inside. There are those of you that are called to exert significant influence, financially and otherwise, in the marketplace, in business. And I just sense the Holy Spirit is brewing on that right now. And I want to pray a prayer of breakthrough for you, with you. And I want to ask God to open your eyes as to what the next step. The team felt influence, so they wrote a song. It took them a month. There was a fair bit involved in that. There are some next steps. You can wish your life away and say, well, God, I'd love to one day. But God says, if you'll respond to me, I'll show you. All you need to know is the next couple of steps. Where many are, you've come out tonight. Look at you. Looking fantastic, I might add. They're very good-looking people up here in Northwest Arkansas. Thought I might get a better response than that, you humble lot. So there are very good-looking people in Northwest Arkansas. if that strikes a chord in your heart, that I want you to, right now, don't delay. I'm a pastor, not a dentist. I'm not drawing teeth. If you feel like that's you, get on your feet right now. And I really believe that God is wanting to just do something to confirm that and give you wisdom as to what God is saying. Come on, if that's you, get on your feet. If you sensed in your heart, there's a sense of, I'm called for a purpose of influence in some way, shape or form. Like really. Father, lift your hands to heaven right now. Lift your hands to heaven right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for the authority of heaven. I thank you that each one of these is authorized to make a difference for a time such as this. Lord, I speak generational in influence over each and every one. God, I pray that you'd give wisdom to know the next steps. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would show, Lord, reveal yourself. God, I stand with my sister just a few moments ago in the dimension of the Spirit with that authority. Lord, I command the enemy to get his hands off. I bind right now any plan or strategy or wile of the devil to cause them to get off track. I break the power of that right now and I loose the blessing of God over them. Open doors, I pray, that no man can shut. We commit it to you now, giving you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yeah, come on. Come on, let's keep a spirit of faith in the house. You can be seated. Everyone who stood, just look at me for one more moment. Over the next 3 days, God is going to give you a next couple of steps. If you've got an iPad or a phone, write it down. 3 days, next couple of steps. And as you keep your radar up in the Spirit, I believe God is going to do something very, very significant. He's going to open your eyes to some things. Some of you need to fix to do some study. Someone needs to call someone that God puts on your heart. Others need to resolve to get rid of some things that are currently holding you back. Which segues nicely to the next thing I wanted to share. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 25. Samuel is talking about Saul. So that's the context. So I'm going to lift the context a little bit, but it still works. And what it says was, Samuel explained to the people the way of royalty. Now, it's an old covenant time. Jesus is already King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but not really known that way by the people there. Samuel was the prophet. He was the voice of God. And yeah, I know there are prophetic gifts in this generation. But here's what I'm excited about. Every single one of us, every single one of us can hear the voice of God every day. Every single one of us can hear the voice of God every day. See, all I could do was 10. All I could do was 10. But about 3 months ago, I felt challenged. I'd lost a stack of weight, eating right, but I just had nothing. And over 100 days, I did 100 push-ups every day. And now I can knock off 80 or 100 at a go. And so it's not about push-ups. Here's the thing. It's about consistency. It's about showing up. I think about Easter's about 80 days away. And I want to lay the gauntlet of challenge down. I don't know of any other significant thing. We're talking about a night of more. And I've got some words of knowledge and we'll pray for the sick and do some other stuff. And frankly, I want to pray for anyone here who's not baptized in the Holy Spirit. I have faith to declare that if you are simply open It's a gift from God. You'll walk out of here filled with the Holy Spirit with the ability to speak in other tongues. It's no big deal to God. So we're going to do some other fun stuff like that. But honestly, I would be ripping you off if I didn't go here. Some of us have been snacking on God and expecting a luxurious, ample harvest. I love, what was the brother's name, the head of the men's ministry that talked about abiding? Jason. I love it. Initially I was like 15, I'm like flat on my face. So then I just waited a little bit and did a couple more. And it's about that consistency. And I knew what would happen if I'd missed a day. I'm done. Do you know what I mean? If you get out of the routine. And so I want to really throw the gauntlet of challenge for the next 80 days to Easter, give or take. Maybe it's a couple of days after Easter. The next 80 days that you would position yourself. I'm not talking about 2.5 hours. For some of you, 10 minutes would be an advance on what currently happens. And that's okay. It's not condemnation. But I wonder, would you be up for a challenge to say, for the next 80 days, I'm going to position myself. I'm going to have a journal. I'm going to have a pen. I'm going to have God's word and a bit of worship music. And I am going to endeavor to listen for the voice of God every day. I know that's a challenge for some. It's like, what about do you deal every other day? I know what it's like if you miss one. It's not legalism, but I promise you, you talk about a life of more, there is absolutely nothing that I could encourage you in more than to hear the voice of God every day. Because here's what will happen. You'll hear the voice of God every day reminding you that you're a kid of the King. So Samuel said he taught the people the behavior of royalty. Some of us have learned the behavior of poverty. Some of us have learned the mindset of poverty. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the sons of the prophets came to the prophet and said, "The place where we dwell is too small. We need to enlarge the prophetic capacity of training the next generation." And I want to declare over many of you, the place where you're dwelling in your head right now is too small. You've been affected, I've touched on it this morning, you've been affected by your mistakes. You've been affected by the voice in your head that at times can be very, very loud. And there's another way. And they're related, what I just said. And so, I want to declare that this next season, see, God is, I can't say this with every church we're involved, God is growing the church. And He's planted you. You've come out on a Sunday night, I've got to assume that you're just not a random that was walking past. And so if God is growing the church, what does God want to do in and through you? And so, hear the voice of God every day. And for those of you that make a decision to say, I'm sick of thinking the way that I think. I'm sick of being contained beyond the awesome capacity of what God has for me. The place where you dwell is too small. It's also about consistency. As you hear the voice of God every day, the place where you dwell in your head will start to expand. And when the enemy comes, rather than intimidating you, he'll be the one who's intimidated. Because you'll know your authority in Christ. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Can we all stand? See, God has laid something up in His Word for us. His Word is truth. He says over you, you are more than a conqueror. When you say, no, I'm not. And I know it's a bit hard. You call God a liar. You're going to believe the voice in your head, or you're going to believe God's word? Now, I know we kind of repented before, and again, I'm just obeying the Holy Spirit here. I believe that there's a clearing of ourselves. The Bible talks about repentance. And when we say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not believing your word and believing a whole lot of other junk that has held you contained. Just imagine, I don't know how many people in the room, 400, 300, I don't know. But just imagine if the lid came off all of our thinking. Just imagine if the ceiling crashed through and we started to walk as a son, as a daughter of the Most High God. Not arrogantly, but with a sense of authority and purpose to do the will of God. The enemy would be running scared. Your family would call you blessed for generations. Just close your eyes for a minute. Samuel showed the people the behavior, the way of royalty. And I believe that God wants to show many of you that. I believe that you've been impoverished in your thinking. It's affected your family. It's affected the self-talk that goes on the inside. It's affected your willingness or your feeling of capacity, of ability to be able to step up and even take leadership responsibility in the house of God. There may only be six of you. There may be more. But tonight, for those of you that say, Michael, that's me. The talk in my head, the insecurity that I battle with, and man, I battled it for years. The sense of rejection and isolation, the fear that cramps me in. It's got to go. It's got to go. And we are going to stand against that with you. If you'd be honest enough to say, yeah, that really does resonate with me. I'm not going to be fear-driven. I'm no longer going to be insecurity-driven. I'm not going to be rejection-driven or isolation-driven. I'm breaking through. I'm actually going to learn the ways of royalty. If that's you, lift your hand right now across the house. Many, many hands. Just open your eyes. Look at the hands. So many of us. I get it. The amount of comparison that I do, the energy that I've wasted in the early years of ministry. I was a pastor. So there's no condemnation. But we've simply got to rise up. The presence of God is on you right now. Lovely girl there in the pink and green. And the presence of God is on you. And the next 90 days, God is going to do something. Heaven is going to come and open over you. And there's been a frustration. I kind of feel like I see this. There's been a fetal position, like you cocoon. But God says no more. You are a woman of God. You are a daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God sees you as the princess that He created you to be. Your job is to start to walk in that. Refuse anymore to hear that voice. And that's not, what's your name, sweetie? Trish. It's not just for Trish. It's for a whole bunch of people here. I think I said last time, many ladies look in the mirror and go, am I pretty enough? You know, it's deeper than that. Guys don't look in the mirror and say, am I pretty enough? They'll say, have I got what it takes? In fact, women are very different to men in that regard. Women look in the mirror and see every little bump that may just be. Guys see bumps everywhere and go, all right. One more time. Those of you that are resolved to say there's a better way. I'm going to learn the way of royalty. Not in an arrogant way. There's not an arrogance to you, to this church. A beautiful, sweet. I stood in the foyer before. You're so nice. Such a beautiful sweetness about you. And it's some of the things that, one of the things that God's really going to bless. And I'm not surprised it comes out of the heart of your pastors. But I do believe that there's an authority and a sense of royalty that's going to rise up. If that's you right now, just before I pray, and you raise your hand, lift it up again. Father, you see these hearts and hands. God, you see every life. You see every circumstance that's brought them to believe a lie. So, Father, we decide right now to exchange the lie back for the truth. The truth is that they are sons and daughters of the Most High God. They're more than conquerors through you who love them. They're daughters and sons of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God, I pray that they would stand up on the inside, fueled by your word, from glory to glory, seeing you accomplish all that you desire to accomplish through them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I did say I wanted to pray for resources, finance. And I just had that on my heart today. I think I said in the service, one of them today at least, you know, if we ask for hand show of every person that right now doesn't have enough to either fulfill your dream for your family and certainly to give to the kingdom of God. This is not a magic pill. So it's not a fairy godmother wand. So I'm not going to go, God, just bless them. Because God laid down in his word some real principles. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we read the story of the widow's oil. Now, she was in a desperate situation. Are you guys doing okay? Can you stand for a little bit longer? She's in a desperate situation. Her husband, who was a friend of the prophet, and he died. And of course, back in the day, that meant a woman was destitute. And to the point where, obviously, the bills hadn't been able to be paid and the creditors were coming to mortgage the kids, take the kids away as slaves in order to discharge part of the mortgage. So the man of God comes along and he's pretty cool about it. He says, just gather a whole bunch of vessels. But he says this, he says, gather not a few. So that's he had the power of God to do whatever. There was no limit. God had not put him on a 4-gallon oil limit. So this is a powerful thing. The currency of heaven that determined the amount of oil that the widow got was her faith and her son's faith. So they gathered a whole bunch of vessels. Imagine them knocking on the door of the neighbors. You got any vessels? What's going on? And they says, shut the door. So they provide vessels, and the oil, this little bit of oil she had, just keeps pouring out, like the feeding of the 5,000 kind of thing in oil form. And then he's going, another vessel. He says, there is no more vessel. And the Bible says the oil ceased. Now, because of God's grace, it was already enough to pay all her bills. So that's a nice part of the story. Everyone go, oh, that's nice. But who knows what she could have had? Now here's my word here. In a wonderful church, I've been around long enough, 35, 36 years in ministry and doing what I do now full-time for about the last 6 or 7 years. And I know this about churches. There's a smaller percentage, 20, 30%, who actually give. There would be, and I don't know who you are, 50 or 60% here that kind of tip God. Again, keep it positive, it's not a condemnation. You know the person that you're holding back the most? Because God supplies for his church is you. And so on one hand, you can't pray for blessing and disobey what God has laid up in his word. Can't do it. And I know this is a stretch, but we weren't here just to play church tonight. It's about a night of more. And I know no better way. For some of you, there's a tight challenge that's coming. You've never ever honored God yet with your finances, but you're going to. Fathers, it's been the bare minimum. This is a season of actually giving over and above. And again, I'm not going to hand show whatever, but I do want to pray for you, because really for all of us, there's something that happens. You know, the old saying is give until it hurts. No, I think there's something about giving until it doesn't hurt. Giving until it doesn't hurt. Giving until there's a sense of freedom. You understand, God, you've given it all. It's all come from you. So why wouldn't I want to give to you? Why wouldn't I want to sow seed like your word says? I don't think there's anyone necessarily who's in the position of the widow about to lose your kids because of the mortgage has not been paid. But it's all relative. I just want to speak over your life a year of unprecedented financial blessing. Now, that's not a selfish prayer, because implicit in that, as you're a faithful man or woman of God, that it'll bless, the blessing will come to you and the blessing will go through you. Father, I thank you for the blessing of God in an unprecedented way to be poured out on families. God, I pray for job promotions. I pray for surprise deals that will come through. Lord, I pray for even checks in the mail. I pray for unexpected discounts from bills and accounts. God, I pray for favor in relationships that would lead and open doors to financial prosperity. God, I believe that I'm standing in front of a bunch of faithful people. Lord, many of them have expressed significant anxiety out of their hearts because of their finances. We know that's not how you want us to live. So Lord, we know it's 2020. It's double hand. Expected blessing. We expect a blessing. Put your hands out like this, both hands out like this. We receive according to not our mentality, but according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we simply agree to obey when you challenge us. For those that aren't tithing, God, we purpose to obey you with the tithe, our first 10%. For us that have been tithing, God, we ask you to challenge us to another level, understanding we're sowing seed for harvest. And God, we promise to give you all the praise and all the glory for that in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen. I said in one or two of the morning services, 2020, the word 20 in Hebrew has the sense of a cupped hand. 2020 is two cupped hands. And implicit in that, the reason you put your hands out, you're expecting to receive something. And again, not selfish. I believe that we want to receive something. The Bible says that God's heart is to give you everything you need and have an abundance for every good work. An abundance for every good work. God wants us to be healthy. And just as I was there praying before, during worship, I sensed there was someone with a heart murmur, like there's a heart murmur, and it's causing you a bit of consternation, a bit of anxiety at times, and either, I don't know, was it diagnosed or you suspect it's diagnosed? And I believe God wants to bring healing to that. Who's got a heart murmur in the house? There's a murmur in your heart. Is that a hand at the back there? I think it is. Yeah, I can see that hand. Okay, we're going to pray for you in a moment. Someone else, you've got an Achilles issue. I think it's your right leg. I think you might be 46 years of age. I know that's weird, but I just felt like God put that on my heart. And you might say, well, every 46-year-old's got an Achilles problem. Steady. Who's that person with an Achilles issue that is causing you a bit of grief? It's either a sporting injury, obviously, or something like that. Come on, who's that person? Achilles, 46 years of age. All right. Someone else with a right ear. It's like an inflammation on the inside of your ear canal that, again, causes a bit of a problem from a hearing point of view, but also let me stop with that. Who's that? Who's got an issue with your right ear? Yeah, we're going to pray and believe God for that. Others here, I didn't want to put them together because this would be maybe more common, but tinnitus. There's a ringing in the ear that drives you up the wall. Anyone here and you've got ringing in the ears? We're going to pray for you in a moment. Someone with a right hip, I don't know whether it's bursitis. No, sorry. Someone with a right hip problem. Most of us have got right hips, yeah? bursitis, is it? Or it causes you a problem. anyone specifically with, is it bursitis that you've got? Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna pray for you as well. And we're gonna get these guys to sing just in a minute as well. I still believe there's that person with an Achilles issue. Like at the back of your ankle. No? All right. All of those that raised your hand, quickly come right now. We're gonna lay hands on you and believe God. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Can you sing your song? Is that okay? Just keep it down a little bit, because while we pray. No, I didn't. No, I love the song. It's fantastic. Sorry, I mean, don't belt it out, because we'll be shouting here. If you can, and it's not embarrassing, just put your hand where your issue is. And you know, I'm not the healer. Jesus gave me those things in worship, and I just really believe that God is going to bring breakthrough. God is going to bring healing to you. You've got a couple of things there. You can't get both together. No, it's okay. That's okay. We'd love to pray for your sister as well. Yeah. Father, come on, put your hand toward these people, huh? Spirit of God, I thank you for the grace of God. I thank you that when you took our sin upon that cross at Calvary, you also took our sicknesses. Lord, it's part of the covenant. Father, it's the covenant, the atonement covers our sicknesses. And the Bible says that by your stripes, we were healed. And so we don't have to strive about it. God, we simply release your healing power right now to all of these amazing people. Lord, I pray for those ears, that swelling to go down in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for that tinnitus to stop in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for that bursitis to go down. Father, I pray for your supernatural healing of that heart murmur. Father, we thank you for your healing power. And Lord, for whomever that Achilles or something similar was, I may have misheard that, but God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'd bring healing and strength to that in your wonderful name. We give you the praise and the glory, and we thank you that you are our healer in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, come on, and everybody said, come on, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Now, sorry guys, if you know God has touched you, if pain has gone, again, it may be that you didn't have pain tonight, but if you know pain has gone, it's just appropriate to give God the praise and the glory. If you know pain is gone, is that you? You know pain has gone out of your body? That's awesome. Over there, yeah. Anyone here, you know that pain is gone? Again, no ringing? Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Come on. Come on, girl. Come on. Let's sing this together. One more thing to do. Come on. Come on, from the front to the back. You've to now learned it. Let's sing together.
Clouds have vanished, no more die. Hope is rising. Hope is rising like the sunrise through the mountain. Oh, come, oh, come, like a storm within my soul.
I love it.
Tonight.
key. I talked about hearing the voice of God every day. I think I shared with you this morning, we had a couple in the 9 a.m. service, lovely couple. I met at the bar, actually, at the hotel. Just sitting there, just FaceTiming my family, and she overheard my Australian accent. And God gave me a prophetic word for both of them. Not straight away. It's like, hi, how are you? Here's a prophetic word. We were chatting. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are even more powerful outside of the church than they are inside. And the key to the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And frankly, a lot of people get caught up on the speaking in tongues thing. You know, that's one of the things that God gives you. But then you open the door to all of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, we're taking a good solid hour and a half, and I don't want to keep you all night, and I know there's a time limit to that. So here's what I propose, Pastor. It's okay. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, myself and a number of the leaders are going to, rather than be in front of everyone gawking at you and feel, you don't need to feel any pressure. It's a gift from God. And so Pastor Zach is going to tell me where to go, like in the nicest possible way. And we'll go and just take a bit of time just to really seek God. And we're gonna pray for you for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. If that's you and you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, but you really want to be, then lift your hand right now. Why don't you quickly come and then we'll slip out. I'll hand over to someone and quickly you come right now if you want to, and we're gonna pray. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you don't speak in other tongues, you're not used by God in the gifts of the Spirit, come on, you come right now. Head over here. Come over here. Anyone else? Going? Head over here. Don't need to be shy or anxious about it. Head over here, and we're going to go and give you a little private session on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Well, I never did get to my message. We'll have to do that next time. It was actually pretty good. But how many know? God is so kind. And I actually believe that God has shifted some things. But here's the thing. Like I said before, sorry, excuse the vernacular, it's not a magic wand. There are promises in God's word that are conditional. Us living a life in the Spirit is conditional to us being consistently in His presence, hearing His voice each day. I made that challenge. Seeing the blessing of God financially on our lives is conditional to actually live out His word of sowing and reaping. Actually, imbibing a royalty thinking, again, is about repenting of doing it another way and choosing to believe what God's word says over you rather than the stuff we've accumulated over the years. I feel like I preach another three services because I feel very fresh, and thank God for you who are receiving what God has got and the hunger for the Holy Spirit. So God bless you, Pastor.
I just want us to pray together as we leave. Will you cross the aisles and grab hands of the person next to you? Not trying to be weird, but I think it's a symbol that we are one. We are unified as the body of Christ, as a family of believers. And I'm telling you, where two or three are gathered, there God is in the midst of them. And when Satan looks at us as one, unified, he trembles. Seriously, he trembles because we are together in the Spirit of God. We are a strong army. We're a strong army. Take the person's hand next to you, and I want you to repeat after me. Father God, thank you for what you did tonight in this house. Father, we love you and we praise you. We live our life to give you glory. Continue doing things in our hearts and in this house. We agree with what you spoke to us tonight. We are going to lead and we're going to take our authority in Christ. Now, devil, we serve you notice right now in Jesus' name that you have lost the battle in our lives. You're a liar, and we refuse to listen to you. In Jesus' name, we agree with the word of God over our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, let's lift up our hands right now. We're going to end with this song. Come on, Jose, lead us in. If you need to go, you're more than welcome. But let's just lead tonight, worshiping God with all our hearts. Amen. Come on, let's lift it up and sing. Whoa.
Your name higher, sing louder and louder. You're with us in the battle. You're rallying through fire. And all the earth will see. And all the earth will see. Higher, louder and louder. You're with us in the battle. You're rallying through fire. And all the earth will see. All the earth will see. Everyone will see.
Jason, all the guys who know what they're doing. What time? 5:30 is going to be great. Come hungry. It's going to be a blast. And we have Thursday night for the men in Springdale. You can double dip if you'd like. Hey, also, if you'd like to lead a life group, we're taking those. We're still, we'll be launching into our spring life group this coming spring. And you have a fantastic week. We love you. And never forget that Jesus is the key.